Hello there everybody, welcome to my channel, it's Data here, and welcome to another episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. First of all, I would just say a huge thank you to all of you because I just reached 6,000 subscribers and it's absolutely crazy. So thank you. I know a lot of you have been commenting on my podcast lately that I should do more podcasts, I should update daily. Well, here's the deal. I'm in school, so I'm pretty busy throughout the semesters and the actual school days. I have no time at all. I am already doing my best to update as frequent and as much as possible. So I'm really sorry. Those of you who want to listen to my podcast daily, first of all, thank you so much for your time and your support. But it's not likely to happen, but I will try my best to update as much as possible. Alright, so for today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something really exciting and really huge lately. And it is the new products from Apple. iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, and the iWatch. So Apple is basically this legendary company that dominates the entire smartphone market and also computer, like laptop markets. They also have those amazing iPads, and now they're even making watches. So Apple is just dominating the world, basically, at least the technological world. There's many other smartphone brands like Samsung and HTC and say Sony, LG, and you know, lots of other stuff. But iPhone is by far the most famous one, and the profit that the Apple company makes is so huge that it tallies up to basically all those other companies combined. It's pretty crazy. So, Apple has finally announced that they have their new products, iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. These two products are the 8th and 9th generation of iPhone. It's pretty exciting, and I know that iPhone started off as this kind of like boxy shaped phone that's kind of small, but now the iPhones kind of look like all the other smartphones, like HTC One and like Samsung Galaxy. It's very big, it's a huge screen, and then it's really thin. But it still keeps the very original design that iPhone has, this kind of like boxy shape and the nice round home button. So as we all know, before iPhone 5S and 5C, I think there were iPhone 5 and like iPhone 4 and stuff. Those iPhones, they have the normal home button, which you just press it. But as for iPhone 5S and 5C, you have the fingerprint scanner implanted into the home button. So that's really cool. You can use the fingerprint. Fun fact, somebody actually used other body parts like their nipple or their lips as the fingerprint that locks their phone. Kind of disturbing and really weird, but well, that's what a scanner does, and just fun fact, FYI. So well, iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus, very exciting. They are really big, and I believe that they are going to surpass the iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C series in terms of size, spectrums, power, and performance, and so on. The competition has never been tougher for a new iPhone with the HTC One M8, Samsung Galaxy S5, LG G3, and Sony Xperia Z3, and all those other smartphones that are kind of like trending in the smartphone market right now. So I guess the point of my podcast today is just to kind of introduce you guys to all these smartphones and kind of let you know that how are these terms associated with smartphones are being expressed in English, and also kind of just, you know, dig into modern technology a little bit and how technology is literally changing our life. Well, first of all, let's look at the iPhone 6 and some information about it. So the release date of the iPhone 6 would be September 19th, which is this Friday. Well, for you guys, it should be this Saturday because, you know, China is a few time zones ahead. So yeah, it's September 19th here in the US. And the iPhone 6 is bigger than 5S, it's smaller than 6 Plus. The price for iPhone 6 is pretty crazy. So if you want to get a SIM-free iPhone, which is the normal kind that you would get in China, the iPhone 6 is pretty expensive. If you want to get a 16 gigabyte one, it would be $649. If you want to get a 64 gigabyte one, it would be $749. So very, very expensive. But, I mean, you know what? People go crazy with Apple products. I'm sure that you would be willing to spend those money. You know, people can even sell their kidneys to get money to buy iPhone. Why not, you know, buy the amazing iPhone 6? Because it's cool. Well, so yeah, that's the price. And let's talk about the design. So the design for iPhones has evolved a lot in time. The first iPhone is kind of just like this bulky, square-ish phone that has this really original home button design. The screen is very small. It doesn't have like the retina screen and stuff. It's not very good quality. So the phone actually evolved a lot and became so much better. So let's talk about the design for iPhone 6. So iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are the first two phones that has some very cool features. So here are the two major revisions for the new iPhone flagship. Apple has overhauled the squared off design, which has been with us since the iPhone 4, with the iPhone 6 sporting a more rounded, slimmer body. So you wouldn't see the square-ish design that much, but it still has that kind of shape to it, but it's actually more rounded and more smooth and slim. So in fact, it's just 6.9 millimeters thin, which is crazy. It's less than a centimeter, only 6.5 millimeters thin, making it one of the slimmest smartphones on the market. I believe that HTC One has like the slimmest smartphone, at least I think. Because I have an HTC One myself, but it's the older edition. I believe that the newer edition for HTC One is actually slimmer than iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. So yeah, it's one of the slimmest smartphones on the market, and rumors about a protruding rear camera lens are also true. So it has a very cool protruding rear camera. It's slightly heavier than the 5S at 129 grams, which is, you know, not too bad. It's pretty light. While the body measures 130.1 millimeters times 67 millimeters, so pretty big. The power / lock key has been moved from the top of the handset to the right handset. So, before it's like the button where you lock the phone, it's on the top of the phone towards the right, but now it's being moved to the right side of the phone, making it easier to hit during the handed use. So that's a good change, because I've never actually used an iPhone before. I've never been a very huge fan of iPhones, although I love iPads. Those are great, and I'm also using a MacBook Pro, which is also an amazing laptop by Apple. Apple just makes products that are so easy to use, and with Apple products like MacBook, you don't even have to worry about like virus and stuff. It's just so easy to use. The entire operating system, which is Maverick, is so amazing. Well, okay, I just got off the topic a little. Well, let's come back to iPhone 6. So, yeah, it's easier to use now. So the lock button is on the right-hand side. That sounds pretty amazing. And on the left-hand side of the phone, you get the separated volume keys below a mute toggle switch. It's really, really thin, and it has all these amazing features. The shell of the phone is metal, and the screen subtly curves into it to create a sense of unity with minimal visible gaps in the construction. So that's really cool. The display of the phone is also pretty amazing. The iPhone 6 is a 4.7-inch LED backlit display with a pretty high-resolution Retina HD offering display, which means that you get a pixel density of about 266 ppi, about the same as the iPhone 5S, but because it's on a larger screen, it's gonna look more impressive. So yeah, the display of this phone is definitely amazing, and so the phone has all these amazing features like LED and Retina HD offering, so that's cool. Yeah. And it also has amazing camera, the battery is pretty great, and it has all these amazing features. So definitely get excited for that. I'm not really sure when the phone will be released in China, but at least it released at the 19th, which is this Friday in the US market. So I'm pretty sure a lot of my friends, because at my high school there's rich people everywhere. Well, some of my friends will probably get the iPhone 6, which is totally cool. I get to see this amazing product very soon. So after we talked about the iPhone 6, let's talk about the Apple Watch, the iWatch. It sounds really, really interesting. Although there has been predictions that Apple is going to be making a watch by like 2016 or 2015, well, yeah, it's pretty accurate because the iWatch is going to be released next year, which is 2015. But people hadn't really, had the exact idea of what it's going to be like, if it's going to be, more towards fitness, or is it going to be really versatile? Would it be cool? Would it be very fashionable? Or would it be a little bulky? Well, now that the watch's concept, I'm sorry, the watch's concept is released, people are now seeing how fashionable and how amazing it is. So yeah, the iWatch is a very cool concept. It has rubber band, you can customize the color, and the watch itself, it's really slim and it's not bulky at all, and it's very versatile. It has many apps in it. It's easy to control. So yeah, one of the main reasons that Apple is going to be releasing this watch next year is because Apple wants to make sure that people are not buying a Samsung, LG, or Motorola option in the run-up to Christmas. So that's the little gimmick there. This watch is very stylish and very wearable. Apple's clearly aiming this at the fashion market as much as the person who loves to be an early adopter. Given the smartwatch market is still yet to take off, it makes sense to focus further afield in terms of consumer targeting. It also packs NFC, allowing it to be used as part of the new Apple Play system, something that's either going to be really helpful or a big turnoff to some. But essentially, this is a good product that defines a new chapter for Apple. Well, that's if it's any good, of course. So the design of the iWatch is very pretty. The Apple Watch is coming in six different versions. There's the Apple Watch Sport, and the Apple Watch Edition. And each of these comes in two sizes, for those that like a larger or smaller device for their wrist. So it's very nice and customized. There's a lot of options. You can call it a lady or man's watch, but there will be those that do, and it's opened Apple up to a new market in doing so. Well, most people expected this watch to be rounded, but the fact is that the Apple Watch looks like it's a small fusion between iPhone 6 and iPod Nano. It's not unattractive, but it is on the a little bit chunkier and bulky side, but it's still a pretty nice watch. Like, some people might have used Nano before. It's very bulky design, but this one is a little more slim and a little more rounded than that. The watch is rounded at the size, which works in its favor, and the very slightly curved back makes it feel really nice. It's a little bit heavy depending on the band on the wrist. So, yeah, that's pretty much about the new Apple Watch. It has many smooth action and really cool, like, action centered in it. It also has a Wi-Fi connection, which means you can connect your phone with other people either by Bluetooth or by Wi-Fi. And you can basically achieve the sharing of documents through a tiny, tiny watch. It's a very personal object, but it's very cool. So this is about the new iWatch and the new iPhone 6 and new iPhone 6 Plus. So the modern technology has really been changing our lives drastically now. I rely on my smartwatch and my smartphone, and my laptop a lot these days. And every time I leave the house, I just need to make sure that I have my phone and stuff. People say that it's a problem for our generation, as in this generation that are like teenagers right now, or people who are about like 30, between 20, you know, it's a problem of our generation. But it's not a problem if you view it from the positive side. It's a positive influence to the society because it makes everything so much more convenient, and it's great. It's definitely not a problem. And even if it is a problem, it's not only a problem for our generation, it's a problem for the entire human population, because sometimes your life can be too absorbed into the modern technology. You're texting, you're on the phone all the time, and you miss all the simple, beautiful things in your life. Although some people say this, and it's a little biased, it's a little more towards the extreme side, but there are, to some level, this kind of problem. So I'd say just use technology wisely and enjoy the convenience and the joy that modern technology brings us. Alright, so this is for today's Blah 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 Talk Show. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye!